Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Deason.
It would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Whatever you're cooking out this weekend, make beef the star of the show. Make beef what you're putting on the menu when you're tailgating. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. It's football season, which means it's beef season. Nothing better on a football Saturday than some steaks on the grill or some burgers. Man, it's going to be a good time this season, and you want to enjoy it to its fullest, you got to do it with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. It's almost game day, and if you haven't gotten your new game day polo, what are you waiting for? You need the logos that we all are going to be wearing this season, the state script, the interlocking, the M over S. Get them at College Corner, two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. Best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. Robbie and I love a trip to Restaurant Tyler. Always makes us happy, which means I think Robbie needs to go there very soon. It's been one of them days. It's been one of them days, brother. I hope to see you there this fall. If you're going to be in Starkville around football season, you want to eat good, I'll make it easy for you. Just head over to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to get them at a bank that knows you as well as it knows your money. You need a bank like Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. The depth chart for this program goes as follows. Hosts, Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk. That's a depth chart we can all get behind. That's a depth chart that doesn't provide any controversy, any drama. Not so much here at Mississippi State, where Jeff Lebby has I'm just picturing him like he's just throwing a grenade over his shoulder, and he just kept walking. Turned around.
Southern Miss decided, nah.
Yeah, they were like, you know what? We don't need this extra pain. No depth chart for the Golden Eagles.
There was really no winning for Mississippi State here. It was either put out a depth chart that, in my opinion, is iffy at best, mm-hmm. or you could, and like that plays into the depth chart, or,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Or you could just not put out a depth chart, and then everybody starts to say, "What are you hiding? Why are you scared of Southern Miss?"
Can I be honest with you? I'd rather they have gone the no depth chart,
just so people wouldn't forget about this.
Yeah, so let's kind of go through the hype.
It's amazing here to me that like. Everybody had their opinions on Mississippi State football coming into this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, we had the man that we won't speak of on the message board already throwing shots at us, firing everybody up, that he was excited about 8-4 this year. And this one depth chart that we deal with this every year, we mm-hmm. deal with this every single year, where somebody's listed on the depth chart that the fan base does not want to see on the depth chart. And now it's back to 2-10 and 3-9.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's where we are. So let's talk about some of the things that stand out. Receivers, starting receivers listed as Brennan Thompson, Jordan Mosley, and Anthony Evans. No Orrs for that. Those are your three starting receivers, according to this depth chart. You do have an Orr in the
backfield. We called that.
We did. We have an Orr in the backfield between Booth and Fluff Bothwell, but that's not one that's really going to bother you. Backup quarterback is an or. That's not overly concerning. Let's just start here with one that everybody picked out, left tackle Albert Rees. I think you and I both agree that Albert Rees is potentially a really good offensive lineman for Mississippi State when he plays in the interior. Him at left tackle is an incredible surprise. I learned Saturday that he was working at left tackle, and I think you and I both sort of played that off as that they're just rotating guys. But here he is at top of the depth chart. Jimothy Lewis listed behind him. No or there, so he is listed as the starter. That's, to me, the biggest surprise of all on this depth chart.
I think there's a lot on this depth chart that you can look at and scoff, and it's just not that big of a deal that and we'll talk about it. Some of the defensive stuff I'm just not really concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
This is slightly concerning. It, to me, speaks of they don't feel good about Jimothy Lewis right now. They're kind of scrambling a little bit. They've moved Albert over to left tackle. I asked Jeff Lebby about this, how he feels about left tackle, why Albert Rees is there, because this entire time, from all that we've gathered, is he's been at right guard, I think maybe some at left guard, and at right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Left tackle has never really been mentioned for Albert, and we've seen him at right tackle, and there's been some tough moments there.
Right.
I feel like he could be a really good guard. This is the most important position on the line, and it's arguably one of your most important positions on the team. Got to be really good here. State was not good at all at that position last year. And this is why I just was not really overly confident on Jimothy Lewis. You know, some people were scratching their head why I had him so low on the All-22 because I felt like he was going to be the starter, but I just did not have the confidence in him yet. If he was as good as everybody said he was last year, he would have got more reps.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. I think he has a tremendous future ahead of him, but it's obvious that it's not there yet, or you wouldn't have Albert Rees listed as your you have two guys right now cemented in starting spots on this depth chart. There is no or.
Right.
Which leads me to believe that that is legitimately who they're going to start.
Right.
Right and tackle and left tackle.
Blake Steen was not one we were worried about. We knew that was going to happen. Rees is a massive surprise.
And, then, I mean, Blake Steen – that he's not even listed among the possibilities of left tackle, so it's like right tackle is his spot.
Right, that's where he's going to be. Jacoby Jackson or Luke Work, no surprise there. Cannon Boone.
A lot of people are really down on Jacoby Jackson. I'm just not.
I think he'll be all right.
I think he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
And if he's not, I think you have options at left guard.
Yeah. Cannon Boone or Brennan Smith as your starting center.
I think Boone's going to lock
I think Boone's going to win that spot. Zach Owens or Trevor Mayberry at the guard. We think Flapjack Owens will win that spot. Blake Steen, as you mentioned before. So now on the defensive side of the ball, again, some surprises here. And I'll start with guys who we thought would be at the top of the depth chart, and they aren't. Jameel Burrows is the first one, right? Listed as the third defensive tackle here behind Jarray Bledsoe, Calvin Dinkins, and Jameel, and then, like I said, Burrows, as we mentioned. Kedrick Benley-Jones is a starter with DJ Reed and Ashawn Shepard. Ashawn Shepard being on this depth chart to me is mind-boggling. Did not expect to see his name on this depth chart.
And in fairness, if they're running a three-man front, you're talking about that guy's way down the list.
Yeah.
And a four-man front, he's number three at that spot. So
yeah.
It is third string.
Yeah. Deontay Anderson or Will Whitson with Trevion Williams as a second-teamer, that's hugely disappointing to see Williams there because if you're going to play the idea that some of these guys are getting the start because they're seniors and because they've been with the program a long time, Trevion Williams has been with the program a long time and he can't be a starter. That's disappointing.
Well, and Deontay Anderson, I guess, is kind of the surprise there. I think he's really emerged this year. Did you think – I mean, didn't you have Will Whitson as
– I did, as a starter.
So you wouldn't have had Williams over Whitson.
I had Williams at a different position. When we go back to our All-22, I think my three-man front was Whitson, Williams, and Hitler.
Yeah, we both had Williams as like a
–
early on the season, we had Williams like a DT, I think.
Yeah.
But he moved to defensive end. I just don't know. Oh, we'll find out.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's gonna happen for him. If it doesn't,
Brandon Jennings and Malik Silla as the jack. No surprise there. Zachary Tillman, one of the starting linebackers. Isaac Smith, one of the starting linebackers. Not overly surprising. Interesting that this Sam linebacker position is three safeties, three guys that we would consider safeties, Isaac Smith, Tyler Woodard, and Tony Mitchell. The Mike is another surprise. Nick Mitchell drawing the start there, at least first on the depth chart, with Jalen Smith and Fat Forrest behind him with an oar. The fact that Jalen Smith is not just clearly the number two guy is kind of bothering me. That's one that bothers me.
I think what I want to establish something.
Go ahead.
Establish. I think what we need to understand is this is not an objective list.
Of course not.
And I think like a lot of people are looking at it as like, I can't believe that Jalen Smith isn't listed as a starter. I can't believe that so and so is listed behind this person as the number two guy.
It's very fluid.
It is not. Like, a lot of this stuff is giving a nod to the older players on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not necessarily.
Which, again, goes back to what we just said. That's why I'm disappointed that Trevion Williams isn't a starter.
Yeah, that I think that does speak more to Trevion than it does the giving a nod to
right.
the older players thing. Now, Deontay Anderson being listed
as he's been there a long
head
time.
Of Will Whitson.
Yeah.
That could be a nod to him over Will Whitson. Will Whitson could be starting
yeah.
on Saturday. I don't know. But, the defensive line, I think they're going to play so many guys. I'm just not really concerned about it. Linebacker, I could see Jalen Smith being the guy that gets the most snaps at that position. Maybe Nick Mitchell gets a start. But I think Jalen Smith's the more talented player, and I think he's going to play a whole lot. So I think what we just have to understand, when you look at Hunter Washington or Jerron Manning, I'm expecting Jerron Manning to get most of those reps. Mm-hmm. Hunter Washington has been here now for 4 years, 3 or 4 years. Jerron Manning, he's listed on two different spots. If he's listed number two and it's an or on both of those spots, mm-hmm. I'm expecting Jerron Manning to either start
mm-hmm.
or play most of those safety reps.
Yeah.
So I just don't think people should get so bent out of shape about this.
Yeah.
I think it's
There's some things you can draw. And there's some things you can't.
The left tackle, to me, is very concerning.
That's concerning. You know what else is surprising? There's a name that's not on here on the offensive line, Saquon Miles. This guy was the number one JUCO off. It happens again, though. The number one JUCO offensive lineman, he's not going to play this year.
But that's what you get with the JUCO guys. It might take them a year. That's why I would not heavily invest in junior college recruiting at this point.
That said, Jet Jefferson, listed as a starter.
It's kind of a crapshoot.
It is. Kelly Jones is the other starter. Dwight Lewis, third string. I mean,
I haven't heard anything.
I have not heard a single word about him. I just
unless we specifically ask about him,
nobody
don't hear his name. I've been skeptical of that.
That's a whiff.
At the beginning.
We both were. Yes.
And
total
whiff. We'll see what he gets. So, but I just don't. I'm not expecting it. If you don't hear players' names in training
camp, good.
It's a bad sign.
Ethan Pulliam, your punter. Kyle Ferry, your kicker. No surprises there.
I cut off the specialist. Kyle Ferry notified me. I cut off the specialist in the picture that I took.
That happened to me last year.
I didn't mean to.
Last year, and I got Kyle Ferry's dad and Hayes Hammond's dad, Coach Hammond, Trent Hammond,
Brent.
Both said something to me. And I'm like, guys, I'm just trying to make it like a nice, neat picture. All right.
I didn't even know.
I'm sorry I don't have the long snapper on here.
I was looking at that in the truck, and I didn't even know what it said down there. I just clipped all the.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to put it all together with the offense or something.
I mean, I don't know.
But yeah, that's no surprise.
Brennan Thompson, punt returner, makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Devon Booth, kick returner, makes no sense to me. You got so many options here. Why are you putting that guy back? I mean, I understand you trust him with the ball, but there's no reason for him to take extra hits.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do that.
But he was, having said that, he was really good in
the
role last year. I would have Colin Wilson or Xavier Gayton, but I know what they're doing there. They want the sure-handed guy that's going to be able to hold on to the football. But.
So, at the end of the day, with Lebby, 10 minutes. I'm sorry, 11-minute press conference today. I got first question in at 10:29, and he added answer. We were done by 10:40.
Started promptly.
He was ahead of schedule. We'll have to give a little inside baseball. Robbie couldn't find a parking spot, so he walked in a couple minutes late. And like Lebby walks in, and I'm just like, what's going on here? I was concerned about you. I was like
evidently,
legit concerned.
The whole parking situation, I've heard from several people, is kind of a disaster this year.
Well, you got so many students and they haven't built any more parking.
Uh-huh. And so what you got is people like regular students are now parking in the
steel
complex.
Yeah. I found a spot, luckily.
I just parked at the front steps.
Yeah, we can
And
see. They'll
next week, parking services will be sitting there
be
waiting
waiting
for me
on
to
you.
park so
They'll
they
be
can
waiting
get
on
me
you.
a
So,
ticket.
we talked to some players afterwards: Brennan Thompson, Blake Chapin, Nick Mitchell, Kedrick Benley-Jones. Chapin, obviously, with the most insight from him. You could tell he's chomping at the bit. Yet at the same time, I and this has been something I've said over and over again. I worry that
Gonna be over aggressive.
his desire to get out there and prove himself and play hard and the way he's always played versus the way that they need him to play to stay healthy, those are going to clash at some point. I just continue to have that concern, and it's sort of deepened today by the fact that I don't have a lot of trust in Albert Reese's ability to protect his blind side. If Reese is the main guy there, I'm worried. And you asked Lebby about it, and he said, we're going to play a couple. Man, this outside position's got to be locked down. Left tackle's got to be like right there with quarterback. That's the guy there, and they're talking about rotating guys at this stage. That's not a great sign to me.
Well, I feel like this was, we felt like this was taken care of in the off season. Like, I think Blake Steen was a guy that we thought could play that position
Play
because
left
he's
tackle.
been here. He's exclusively right
Right tackle,
tackle.
yeah.
So, they just haven't been able to get anybody to lock that down, and that's certainly a concern. I'm not really concerned about the other four spots in the line. I'm concerned in a sense of I don't like rotating guys on the offensive line. That's just me personally. Now, these guys have been coaching football a lot longer than I have. Jeff Lebby and Phil Loadholt are offensive line lifers. They both played at a, well, Lebby's injuries kept him from playing at a high level, but he was going to go to Oklahoma and play it, and he coached it in the Power Four. Loadholt has played it at the highest level you can possibly get, so they know it a whole lot better than me, but I'm one of those people like I think you need cohesiveness up front. Those guys need to play a lot of football together. And constantly switching guys around at different positions, things like that, it's hard to get that cohesion. It's hard to get everybody on the same page. That's what concerns me the most. And it looks like they're going to have some issues there at left tackle, and that's not where you want to have problems. So we'll see how it plays out. I mean, Saturday's if they're struggling to block the defensive end
From Southern
from
Mississippi,
Southern Miss,
yeah,
look out now.
gonna be one of them years.
Again.
Yeah, well, we've been saying it for months now, and we're completely right about it. We're gonna know by the end of the first quarter what this season is, I think. I mean, I really do feel that. You go back a year ago into the first quarter, you're like, well, they look pretty good, but you couldn't draw anything from that. This time around, down at Southern Mississippi, I feel like everything. I'll be shocked if what I think about the team at the end of the first quarter isn't what they are. I'll be absolutely flabbergasted if they turn it around there. So we shall see. We shall see. Anything else stand out to you today from Lebby before we go? On to the next one.
No, same old,
Same old,
same
same old.
old, same old
We'll say this. I
talk.
say it. I've said it before. I'll say it again. He talks fast, but it's not like they're cutting us off, right? He's answering all of our questions. He's just a fast talker. So, I mean, in an 11-minute press conference, we probably had 11, 12, 11 to 12 questions. And there's only so much we can ask. I don't want to go through the entire depth chart with him. So, that's what it is. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District and the Older Brother. Two fantastic places to go. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend and you want to watch college football, I can't give you a better recommendation than Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Plenty of TVs, great food. Great atmosphere. You'll enjoy yourself at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. And of course, the Older Brother, the fanciest of sandwiches. Not a great place to watch the games. There's no TVs in there. But if you just want to grab a fantastic meal, you can do that as well. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the
It's
Older
meant to
Brother.
be a place where
Yeah.
you enjoy the company of your friends.
Exactly.
That's why they had, that's the older brother.
Right.
The younger brother is the one.
He's the wild man.
Yes.
I see where you're going. Okay.
Correct.
Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50, brother.
Straight and to the point.
50.
Kind of robotic there. If you need.
My fellow Americans. John F. Kennedy here.
That was pretty good there. Yeah, actually. I was going to go another way with you there. Advantage Business Systems. What a great company. Some are saying the best company. Copiers and printers. That's something that America needs. They needed a copier. You call Advantage Business Systems. I called them. I told them 50 years. That's great to know. Great to know. Keeping America going.
That's right.
601-362.
Make your printers and copy machines
great again. Yeah, 601-362-9192. Or visit
That's
them online.
Not an endorsement.
It's not.
One of these.
No.
We are not taking a side on this.
We are not. We take the side of Advantage Business Systems.
That's correct.
601-362-9192. ABSMS.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Yeah, if you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, the place to go is Maroon & Co. You need great Mississippi State gear. You need interlocking logo. You need state script logos. You need to go to Maroon & Co. Nobody has a bigger or better selection of Mississippi State merchandise in the city of Starkville or in the Golden Triangle. Everything under one roof. You can always use the website too, maroonandco.com. And at both places is where you can use our promo code. Thunder15 will take 15% off the regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're going to be in Starkville, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. If you're not watching college football this weekend, first off, how dare you, son? How dare you? But secondly, you've got to get up early. Get out there and get the yard work done. Maybe a trip to Scruggs is in your future. What are you doing around the house this weekend? Do you have repair projects? Do you need to work in the yard? Do you got to work in the garden? Are you just cooking out while you're watching college football? Everything I just said, there's a product for you at Scruggs that makes your weekends easier and more fun. So head on over there. Yeah, maybe Sunday. You want to go on Sunday? There's no college football? I mean, there's some, but you can work around it. I would do that. Head over to Saltillo and see our friends at Scruggs. They have what you want for less. Bobby Falk, we are both sitting here at 0-0.
Here we go.
It is our first week of picks. As you know, we have a full 16-game slate to pick from here, so let's just dive right in. Thursday, August 28th, our first game of the year, Central Arkansas at Missouri. I think we'll just take the Tigers on that one.
Yeah.
All right, looking through the rest
I'll likely watch, but
Looking through the rest of these, here's the ones that we're probably all going to agree on. Marshall at Georgia, we'll both take the Bulldogs. Alabama A&M at Arkansas, we'll take the Hogs. Illinois State at Oklahoma, we'll go with the Sooners. UTSA at Texas A&M, take the Aggies. Long Island University at Florida, we'll take the Gators. Charleston Southern at Vanderbilt. I'm going to pick them when we have to do point spreads, and I went and looked to see what their point spread was against FCS, but it was 55-0 last year, so I took the Commodores, and I'll take them here, obviously.
What is the spread?
It's 33.5. They'll cover that.
Yeah, they should.
Georgia State at Ole Miss, speaking of a spread that will get covered, there is no easier bet than taking Ole Miss to cover against a bad non-conference team. Kiffin will get there. Rebels there, and that's all for the ones for the non-debatable ones. Auburn.
Down to like two games?
No, we got plenty.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We got a full slate here. Auburn at Baylor. Friday night, you and I will be are you going to be at Yellow Jacket Stadium?
Yes.
You and I will be there, but I may have to pull this one up on the phone. Keep an eye on it. If Auburn sees, we've talked about how much pressure there is on Lebby week one. Freeze is right there with him. He's got to find a way to win this game. Baylor is my dark horse to win the Big 12 and go to the college football playoff. Thought Aranda was fantastic last year in a year where we had written him off. We were ready to move on. He got it done. I'm going to take the Baylor Bears to win this game.
Auburn is a favorite in this game.
They
right?
are a 2.5-point favorite.
I was a little surprised by that.
I am too.
Vegas likes Auburn.
Yeah.
I'm going Baylor too on this. Ooh, home game. Yeah. You have a quarterback that's logged a lot of snaps for Baylor.
Mm.
That's always a plus. Auburn is still having quarterback issues. So I'm going to go Baylor.
All right.
Defense looks improved for the Bears.
Game of the weekend, number one Texas at number three Ohio State. Big nude Saturday. Going to go up against Mississippi State, Southern Mississippi, which, I mean, that's a bold call by Fox to do that. But two young quarterbacks getting their starts. Not the first start of Arch Manning's career, but his first start as the starter for the Texas Longhorns. And Julian Sayin takes over for the defending national champions. On the road, I'm going to take Ohio State to the home team here. I'm going with the Buckeyes.
Yeah. I think I only have Texas with two losses.
Mm-hmm.
I think they lose another game to Georgia.
Georgia.
This is the non-con. All right. I have them losing.
Syracuse, Tennessee, noon kickoff on ABC. This is played in Georgia at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, home of the Falcons. I was surprised by the line on this game. Tennessee is a 2-touchdown favorite over Syracuse. Syracuse was a good team last year. I think Fran Brown is building that program right up. But I definitely think the Vols will find a way to win. I'll take Tennessee.
Yeah,
All
I'm
right.
gonna go with Tennessee. We're still waiting for Syracuse to take over college football, like
It's
we said
coming.
on the message board
It's
a couple
coming.
years ago.
All right. I just threw this in for the laughs. Toledo at Kentucky. You got to watch out for the Rockets. They will get you if you're not paying attention.
Watch out.
Surely not 2 years in a row. I'll take the Wildcats.
I think I'm gonna take Kentucky here,
Yeah.
but
Boy, it'd be funny.
it's iffy.
Jason Candle has a chance to do the funniest thing ever. All right.
Please do it.
Number eight,
Get Mississippi
Alabama
State off the hook.
in Tallahassee at Florida State, a team that also 2-10 a year ago, looking to bounce back. This is not the team to do it against. This is a really good Alabama team. From a talent perspective, they might be the best team in the country. But we'll see how that plays out for them. But I'll definitely take them to win here against Florida State.
Quarterback's been doing a lot of trash talking,
Yeah,
and
Castellanos,
that
yeah.
is a very
Terrible
bad
idea.
decision by him. I don't know how many times that's ever worked out, especially when it comes to Alabama. I'm taking Alabama in this game by multiple touchdowns.
Good call. Good
I
call.
think Alabama is even, I think they have a chance to be, I've kind of gotten bullish on them a little bit. I think they have a chance to be a lot better than people think.
They're either going to be the national champions or they're going to fire DeBoer. I feel like there's very little
If
middle
they miss
ground
the
with them.
playoff
They're going to
again,
fire him.
that's, I don't know if they fire him, but they're going to be.
You almost have to, I
Will
think.
Greg Byrne do that, though?
Well, I'm just looking at it like this. This is a team that when it was just two teams, they made it a lot. When it was four teams, I think they only missed what, once? Now it's 12 teams and you're missing it 2 years in a row. Can't go on like that.
I just think that that's a dangerous precedent because I mean, I haven't disagreed with that whole process. Like, they've had the greatest program in college football for the last 2.5 decades. But I think there is an element where you have to say, okay, we just lost the greatest coach in college football history. There is going to be a step back. We could still have a great program here, and we have a coach that is considered one of the best in the game. Let's let it play out. I don't think, like, if they win like 9 games, I don't think they're going to fire him. But there will be people calling Feinbaum that say we need to
I
fire him.
think if they miss the playoff, he's in real trouble.
It just
That's
depends
just
on
what
what
I
the,
say.
if he's 9-3, I just don't see it.
I mean, I get that. I agree that they shouldn't, but I'm just saying they might.
I don't think Greg Byrne would.
The fact that Burns there helps. If Bjork was there, it would fire him.
He won't listen to all the
I agree.
fans
I
and
agree. All right. Other massive game on Saturday. Number nine, LSU at number four, Clemson. The battle for Death Valley. 6:30 kickoff. You and I'll be enjoying some delicious Cajun food, hopefully, while we're watching this one.
if we can find a
We'll
seat.
figure that out later. LSU going 0-1 is one of the greatest traditions in college football. I see no reason for it to stop now. I'm going to take the Clemson Tigers here.
Ooh, okay. I think we both agreed on that, actually.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to have any differences this week. We'll see, but I'm going to take Clemson in this, too. We've seen Brian Kelly poop the bed in game one in the last 2 years. Why not do it again? This one's actually on someone else's turf. It's going to be a very difficult environment. I'm going to go with Clemson.
Okay.
But the real Death Valley is in Baton Rouge.
Agreed. 100% on that. Last one. I guess we're gonna get through this with probably no differences. That's
I
weird.
think so.
Normally week one we have one that we disagree on, but not this week, unless you're gonna go off the chart here. On Sunday, 2 o'clock kickoff, Virginia Tech and South Carolina. This game also in the city of Atlanta.
Yep, I'm gonna go with South Carolina here. I have no faith in Virginia Tech at this point, but they could prove me wrong.
All right, we'll both take the Gamecocks. So no differences this year or this first week for us between any of these games. That's a little disheartening. I was kind of hoping one of us would get off to a start and we'd have some fun, but we'll see what next week brings us. All right, tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. You know what to do. Get us your questions and we will answer them. Until then, for Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.